From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The city of Baquba, north of Baghdad, has been battered by the Iraqi insurgency. Iraqi police and National Guard units there have been largely ineffective, leaving much of the work to U.S. forces. But since the U.S. handed over sovereignty, Iraqi forces in Baquba have become more visible, allowing American troops to back off. NPR's Ann Garrels reports that results have been positive.
The Punisher platoon from the 1st Infantry Division's 3rd Brigade Combat Team prepares for a pre-dawn patrol through Bakuba's streets.
All right, gentlemen, let's load them up.
Gunners, make sure you all stay down.
Poking up through a hole in the Humvee roof, gunners are vulnerable to snipers and roadside bombs. They're now under orders to sit low in their seats. The platoon is also under orders to maintain a much lower profile than before. They used to do several patrols a day. Now the Punishers usually go out only once. Instead of taking the lead, Lieutenant T.J. Grider says their mission now is to back up the Iraqi police and National Guard.
If they have something that IBs and the ICDC can't handle, we'll come in then and help at that point so they can regain control of their city. But as soon as they regain control of their city, we'll be back at Fob Gabe and let them go ahead and take over again.
6-1-4.
The soldiers get out of their Humvees to get a better look at what's going on. Peering through their night vision goggles, they scour alleyways for unusual activity, or people digging holes to plant increasingly sophisticated bombs. But now, if they see something suspicious, their orders are to call in Iraqi units to do the raids and arrests, even though that might cost valuable time. They avoid provocative patrols, which are intended to draw insurgent attacks, but often result in civilian casualties. Lieutenant Grider checks to see how many Iraqi units are out overnight. He's disappointed to find none. But he says local Iraqi forces have responded better than he could have imagined, in part because they finally received more weapons, body armor, and vehicles. They've also had a taste of success. In April, Iraqi forces melted away when attacked. But when insurgents launched another major assault at the end of June, Grider says it was a different story.
They had stayed out there the whole time. And some of the other lieutenants have stories about ICDC and IPs saying, you know, they were so excited that they were winning and beating the insurgents. They wanted to stay out there. They didn't want to go home. It was pretty impressive, pretty good for the soldiers to see, because it gives them a little faith in what we're doing, that maybe something good can happen in Iraq. And it was also good for them to see, because the IPs and ICDC have been a joke to everybody prior to this.
Back at the base, his commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Steve Bullimore, describes the change.
I would characterize it as two guys riding in a car. One was driving and the other one was the passenger. We just switched seats.
Can the Iraqis, do they know how to drive?
Yes, I think they do. And you know what? We have no choice. They've got to drive.
Staff Sergeant Robert William Brown says he's seen an immediate change in how many Iraqis perceive the Americans.
In the towns, the people seem more more friendly toward us. I don't see as much hatred, I guess you could say. I feel much safer when we're in town. It's out here in these open areas that I'm not comfortable.
This is where both U.S. and Iraqi troops regularly get hit by roadside bombs. Brown provides security for the brigade commander as he travels the area. The convoy moves through a stretch of road where a spotter regularly hides in the scrub and date palms, triggering bombs as the Americans pass. Brown's determined to get him and orders the gunner to fire.
All right, go ahead. Give me 15 good ones right there. Let's go.
While remaining on alert, troops here are taking on new duties, education, local elections, and women's issues, programs that were left unfinished when the occupation authority pulled out last month. It's a tough transition for these battle-hardened troops trained to fight insurgents. Lieutenant Grider's philosophical, saying the sooner the Iraqi troops can take complete control, the faster he and his platoon can go home. Behind the scenes, American commanders are still running the show, providing training, coordination, and intelligence gathering. The Iraqi forces are still unreliable. But appearances are important, and the increased presence of Iraqi forces has bolstered the appearance of independence, and with it, local support for the Iraqi units.
Well, that's because more military and police are spreading in bigger numbers in Bakuba, and the people are starting to cooperate with, you know, with the governor, with the police and the military.
36-year-old Betul Hashim Alazawi is the wife of a former Ba'ath Party official who's now unemployed. She suggests residents of Bakuba are getting sick of the violence, particularly attacks by foreign insurgents coming into the area. There's been a dramatic increase in the number of Iraqis willing to come forward with information of late, but she warns the only way to truly stem support for the insurgents is to provide jobs.
Well, I'm taking my family as a measure in this situation. You know, if they can provide jobs for people and they can go to their business and come back safely, I will support the government. I'll be with it and in the same place. But if they don't provide jobs and they cannot do anything for me, of course, the situation will be reversed.
Major Craig Schnell, the brigade intelligence officer, agrees.
If we put 10,000 Iraqis to work during the day, that's probably 10,000 less that are going to try and fight us at night.
But Schnell says the money to do this has dried up just at the wrong time.
The money's an issue right now.
Before the transfer of sovereignty, the brigade had about $30 million from Iraq's oil money for reconstruction projects. That money has now been shifted over to the Iraqi central government, whose ministries are barely functioning. And the brigade has seen none of the congressionally approved U.S. aid to replace it. Old projects are in jeopardy. New projects impossible.
If we had the funding available, I think our tax would go down to almost nothing. It's critical to get the money, and we don't know, stuck somewhere. It's somewhere between here and Congress.
He calls better use of funds his ticket out, warning the cycle of violence won't stop without it. Ann Garrels, NPR News.